Iona, since last time we spoke, Stars have picked up the strong performances but just not managed to get the results.
Yeah, I think ultimately it was disappointing, the Mavs game, not getting the win. I think we did put out strong performances at times throughout the game. There's some great transition play and stuff we've been working on in training, but as Moni said, I think in her interview, that putting up 8 goals in the second quarter, it's never going to win you a game. So again, just in that game, we just weren't consistent enough. But I think as a positive, the Northumbria game, I think we did put out a full 60 minutes of strong performance. So we have proven we can do that full 60 minutes of the season. It's just a shame we couldn't do that against Mavs.
How disappointing is it that these results and performances are starting to come, but just that little bit too late?
Yeah, I think being in franchise, we knew it was going to take time before the performances really started to show. But I think we've proven to everyone that we are a threat in this league. And I think next season, to just keep improving and build on what we've started this year is something really positive. And I think we've shown that we are capable of putting out some really strong performances. So I think with the improvements over the season to bring that into next season, it's a big positive.
Pamela was able to bring in Claire early days, but what already can you see from what she's managed to bring to the side?
Oh yeah, I mean, I love playing with Claire and she's great at training as well. Just to have another experienced player in the group, and that's what she brings onto a court. She just reads the game so well and she's just so quick to release the ball, and she's just a pleasure to play with, I think. And I think that's something that maybe we'll look at next season, just to use the experience that we have in the squad and use that to our advantage on court, because I think that's something that Claire's shown when she's taken to the court for us.
Have you seen the squad grow since the start of the season?
Yeah, 100%. I think from where we started in pre-season, I mean, we didn't know each other at all, so just making that connection off court as well to get to know the players, I think we've definitely bonded as a group. It's such a great group of girls. I mean, I get on with everyone, and I think that's just developed so much through the season. And I think our performances as well, just getting to know how each other play and in training to be putting out on court what we have been practicing and training is starting to come together. It's taken a while, but yeah, we've definitely grown as the season's gone on.
And you're off to Botswana as part of the under-21s. How much relief was all that?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited to be going to Botswana. It's been a lot of hard work the last few years, and I think all the girls that have been part of the squad have really pushed each other, and we made the decision really difficult for the final selection. So, yeah, it's just a huge honour to be representing Mochi this summer. It's a group of girls again as well to be going away with, so really looking forward to that.
Fran told me that she's busy counting down her days already. Are you similar to that? Do you know exactly how many days you've got?
Yeah, definitely. I think it must be about 50 days, but we've got a lot of training camps before that, so still a lot of hard work to be done, but yeah, can't wait to get on that plane.
And 17 hours and 3 minutes and 49 seconds, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
You've been busy this week with some Stars camps, teaching the next generation. How's they been going?
Oh yeah, it was great to get stuck in the Stars camps over the weekend. It was good to see what young talent we've got in this area. I've not done that much coaching this year, but it's definitely something perhaps next season to do a bit more, because I really enjoyed it, and it was just great to see what we've got coming through the system and teaching the younger girls as well that might be in my position one day and will hopefully be part of the star setup next season.
And that was obviously one of the big thoughts of bringing the franchise to the area, to see what talent's out there and to get them involved with the franchise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this area, Worcestershire and Gloucester, haven't had a franchise before, so it's really exciting for the girls that are interested in netball to have this franchise in the area and something to aspire to as well. And it was great to see that at the weekend.
You've had a good season. Are you ready to do the same again and build on this year?
Yeah, I think Stars has really helped me develop individually as a player this season. And just to get the court time at that level and to be able to put out performances week in, week out, and to be trusted to go out on court has really helped build my confidence this season. And yeah, definitely looking forward to playing for Stars next year if that's what happens, because I'm at the uni next year, so yeah, looking forward to next season.
At the weekend, you'll be going into the last round with a game against Thunder. They've already got that place in the Final Four, but just be playing for pride, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it'd be great to end the season on a high, and that's what we're going in, knowing that we're fully capable of putting out a winning performance. But obviously, Thunder are a very strong side, so it's definitely going to be a challenge. So, yeah, it'd be great to end the season on a high.